From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. In a preemptive move, several California County Ag Commissioners have sought emergency declarations for a processing tomato pest so growers can have access to neonicotinoid insecticides. Had they waited for the sugar beet leafhopper to show up in processing tomato fields, it likely would have been too late to begin an emergency declaration. Emergency declarations in Kern, Fresno, Kings, Madera, Merced, and Stanislaus counties will allow farmers access to those neonicotinoids. The USDA joined 20 agencies in releasing an updated climate adaptation plan to ensure federal operations are increasingly resilient to climate change impacts. The updated adaptation plans advance the National Climate Resilience Framework, which helps to align climate resilience investments across the public and private sectors. Counties from coast to coast might be experiencing the impacts of climate change through crop yields depleted by drought and other impacts like flooding and wildfires. The Sustainable Aviation Fuel Coalition welcomed 10 new companies and organizations involved in the development and deployment of sustainable aviation fuel into its membership, bringing the total count to more than 50. The new members include Honeywell, Shell, Southwest Airlines, and other leaders in aviation, energy, aerospace, and SAF production. SAF Coalition Executive Director Allison Grob says they are excited to welcome this group into the coalition.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.